Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are supposed to be Connie and Belle. And Belle, I'm not sure if she can still make it. Let's see. Let's pray for her. By the way, you are in a Freelancing with Faith YouTube channel, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. And our topic for tonight is all about 3 mistakes a virtual assistant must avoid with our special guest. Okay, before we start and discuss about the mistakes, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, me and our special guest Marife, and as well as Belle. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, again, good evening. If you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and also the bell so that you get notifications. We usually upload videos or go live on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Philippine time. So there, we are doing two different things during those days. Mondays is just about live praise and worship session. We sing worship songs. We invite you to sing with us. We share the lyric videos because we want you to get the message of the songs that we're singing. We are just somehow a guide vocals there, but we want you to sing with us. And on Thursdays, we talk about digital marketing. We talk about virtual assistants and freelancing. So if you are interested in any of those, feel free to subscribe again. And of course, you can share this with your friends. So there, again, our topic for tonight is about three mistakes a virtual assistant must avoid. Oh, before I forget, if you're still looking for something to guide you on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check my book at conniezabala.com and get a copy of my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business Forward by our latest mentor, Jan Pagulayan. There. Anyway, since I'm alone, please bear with me if I'm adjusting. Hold on, let me just introduce our special guest with a very, very, very long introduction. Our special guest for tonight is actually a real estate virtual assistant. That's all she had written in her form. So without further ado, let's welcome Sis Marifei Kakas. Did I mention your last name right?
Marifei Kakas. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me here in. Yeah. And
thank you for saying yes to our invitation.
Yeah. Why not? Right.
Yes. Before we ask a lot of questions, please do share with us your story. How did you become a real estate VA and what you were before that?
Before I was in the medical field, which is I'm a medical reviewer specialist. So I was in a corporate, and then pandemic happens, and that's where I become a real estate virtual assistant. I tried to find clients before, but it's very hard. So I started with an agency. And after agency, I got directed with clients. Yeah, that's how it went. I started as a real estate virtual assistant.
Wow, that's amazing. So for those who are starting, you may actually start under an agency because I believe agencies are, you know, providing a lot of trainings and you can really learn from them until you're ready to go independent. Anyway, yeah. I do have a follow-up question. Coming from a medical, you know, review to real estate, how come? I mean, is it hard?
Why transition? Yeah, like, why real estate? Why not medical, right? I've tried to find a medical virtual assistant, but it's much more harder because in terms of medical, they wanted experience in the medical field already because it is much harder to find clients rather than real estate. Because in real estate, it is fine if you don't have any experience at all. They will just teach you the process and everything and you're good to go. That's how real estate in terms of sales and property management. It's very different, but real estate is actually quite fun. Yeah, fun field. But in the medical, it's quite serious type.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think there is what we call medical transcriptionist. And even that, you need to be familiar with the terms that you're, you know, transcribing.
Medical jargons and everything. Even
Yes, well,
it's quite hard.
Well, at least you're enjoying the real estate industry.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you started during the pandemic, have you thought of going back to the corporate, or you really just decided that this will be your, you know, a long-term journey now?
That's a good question, because I just started 2 years ago, and for me, that just started 2 years ago, having a not full time as of the moment, but just a part time clients. What I think the benefits in the real estate, it depends on the country. So if you're gonna ask me if it will be Australian, I think yes, but if it's gonna be US, I'm not sure about that. It depends on the flow of the real estate process, because there's a lot of different cultures as well.
So what do you think is the what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages when you become a real estate VA versus the corporate world that you experienced before?
I think there's a lot of advantages. Because let's start with disadvantages. The disadvantages, most of the time, clients will lowball you because it's in terms of sales. The field is in sales, so there's a lot of salesmen. clients will lowball you, but it depends on what would be the task. I think that's just the disadvantages. But most of the time, the advantages would be work from home, great culture with clients, and high pay, of course. And yeah, nice process in terms of workflow.
Ooh, interesting. So yeah, I think all of us will be biased. Those who are in the VA industry, all of us are biased. There are a lot of advantages versus disadvantages. Yeah.
That's why we stay.
Yeah. When you were just starting, did you experience like any struggles? And we're curious, what were those struggles and how did you overcome it?
Honestly, at first when I heard freelancing, I was in the LRT one. And I was just browsing, and there's a lot of school that wanted you to become a virtual assistant, right? So I browse a lot of schools, but they are quite pricey, and I think that's the number one struggle if you will enroll or you will study by yourself. So what I did back then is I just searched a very not so pricey school back then, and then I tried to start from that, but that kind of school is not really will prepare you for clients, so it was still from scratch, if you know what I'm saying. It was still from scratch. You will research by your own, even you have a lot of knowledge in terms of virtual assistant. There's a lot of what if you're going to start from scratch, but in the end it's still worth it that I take advantage of that and I take the risk. It's all worth it.
Yeah, so for our aspiring VAs there, don't be afraid to take the risks. Yeah. Okay, can you recommend any books or resources to help these people get started?
I have read, I think, when I was in the real estate, I have read 3 or 2 books only, mostly in terms of sales, but I've already forgotten. Yeah, 2 or 3 books only that you think you can really read, not collect.
Because
most of the freelance assistant, they will just buy and they don't read it. All right, I've already bought it, but I won't read it because I'm busy. They won't.
Yeah, I agree. Or you will buy it, take a picture of it, post about it, and then forget about it.
That's true. And even you will also enroll to a class and then you forgot it also. Because if it's a self-paced, mostly is a mistake as a virtual assistant.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, we will talk more about that later. So let's switch to a little faith leaning topic. So what is the biggest blessing that you received since you started?
For me, the biggest blessing is knowing the freelance world. That's the number one. It is because when I knew how the freelance world works, it gives me an opportunity to know more people and to reach out a lot of people, not to only inspire, but also to help them. financially. Right.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing. By the way, do you have any favorite Bible verse or any inspirational quotes that you always go back to in times of, you know, when you're not, you're feeling down or something similar?
Yeah, it's Matthew. John 11:25-26. And I think I have six, but I don't quite remember all of that. But it is actually posted in my workstation. That's why. Because I wanted to remind myself every time when I feel down.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, for our viewers, you can also check the background that I have here. See? Anyway. Yeah. Let's read a comment from Justin Bain. Hello Connie, hello Marifei. Thank you for sharing with us. You're very welcome. Okay, let's go to our next question. By the way, if you have questions for our viewers, whether you are watching right now or you're watching on a replay, feel free to make a comment, ask your question, share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear from you, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. How has your faith impacted your VA or freelancing journey?
One of the great questions. Recently, for 2 years, becoming a virtual assistant for 2 years, I think my faith at that time is not that strong. But after just recently what happened to me is I got sick and I lost some part-time. And then this is just recent, I think 2 months ago. And when that happened, it is down, right? It's downing in terms of feeling. But when that happened, I become more close to God. I think one of the reason why I knew Belle as well, why would I not accept this kind of talk, right? Because as of that moment, it's still overwhelming. The blessing is coming God will make a lot of ways to bless you, but maybe there is quite a time that you're not ready yet.
Yes.
It is very overwhelming. I'm still overwhelming for this month.
It's like you are in awe with how God blesses you, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a specific time that is for you. You'll just need to know how to accept it. And you just need to know how to become more close to God.
Yes. So something that I want to share with our viewers. Sometimes when we are in trials where we have experiences that we didn't expect and sometimes we feel down or there are some trials or challenges coming our way. It's sort of a pat in the back or a flick from God or something that reminds you that, hey, I'm here, or maybe it's time to reflect, you know. So don't take it badly in a way, but I think it's time to reflect on what's happening there. It's a call, yeah. Yeah. I think we're done for the first section of this live session. So we'll switch to the main topic of this live session, which is 3 mistakes a virtual assistant must avoid. So go ahead, Marifei, take it away.
All right. For our viewers, I think I'll just share my screen.
Sure.
Would like to know if you have seen my screen. Are you seeing my screen right now, or things. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's start. So, yeah, top three mistakes a virtual assistant must avoid. So for our viewers, I would like to, yeah, introduce myself in the freelance. So I've been a virtual assistant quite some times in the field of real estate, and mostly assisting real estate professionals with their listing, property management, coordination, and social media stuff. So yeah, just a disclosure that all of the things that I'll be discussed today will be the perception as a real estate virtual assistant for quite some times, and at the same time as a psychology major on my field as well. So hoping that after this session, you had quite grasp of common mistakes as a virtual mistake a virtual assistant do that sometimes they don't actually realize, as well as just like what I did before. So hoping that you avoid it. So yeah. So let's just start. So this, I share the reality timeline because most of the freelancer thought that if they've joined the freelance world, they will have six figures, like for just 2 to 3 months. And I think that's not quietly happening in the field as of the moment. So this this reality timeline is for the career shift, transition, learning, and upskilling who are actually just beginning in the freelance world. So because, right, true enough that we learn from our mistakes, and that is usually happens, of course, on our first year of our career. But of course, not all freelancer, like virtual assistant, is a beginner in the industry, because not all the people who jump in this career is a beginner. Like for me, I am in a corporate world, and pandemic happens, I shift from medical into virtual assistant, which is real estate. So this beginning transition is 1 to 3 months. And yeah, I forgot to mention that this is for the folks that from corporate and to freelance. So right, like before COVID, you were like a nurse or customer service already. It feels like there are a lot of on their plate. Of course, at first, they don't actually know what they're gonna do, because at first year in the career as a freelancer, everything will become zero, like knowledge. Everything will be from scratch. So what I'm gonna discuss in the first year to second year pacing of a VA. Most of us are joining a lot of, this is number one, this most of us are joining a lot of membership programs. Because we wanted to learn a lot, right? In the freelance world, you want to learn it all, the attitude. You buy a lot of that unnecessary to learn on your cart, and you don't use it. Like we discussed this last time with Miss Bell, since the freelance become the trend, a lot of people tend to buy courses and improve, but they don't use it, because they're so busy looking for a competitive industry in the freelance. If you were with me, that's true. And then I think the number two is the inconsistent focus. Most of the freelancers were like that. For the first and second year, while they are in the process of momentum, the inconsistent focus, that's always happening. So why I said inconsistent focus? Because if you frequently shift your attention or you doubt your ability to manifest, you may disrupt the process. Like for example, you are on a first to second year of your freelancing journey, and you have this first client, which is full-time, and you also have this second client, which is part-time. Sometimes you will still look for another client for the full-time like two full-time, one part-time, and you disrupt your consistent focus. You're from first to second to third client. So the process is important, but a lot of VA, we won't avoid having the what so-called self-dub sometimes. So that can lead to imposter syndrome. Sometimes we don't actually seek for another client because we think we think that we're not good enough. And because of that, it can lead to imposter syndrome. Before, I don't know what is imposter syndrome, but after 2 years in the industry, I think most of the coach in the freelance world will actually post, if you know imposter syndrome, these are that and those. Why I'm discussing this, it is because while we are busy working, we also wanted to have growth for ourselves, right? And sometimes when we look at our own social media account, we usually tend to become insecure on our freelancer. Like in a reality, this happens why these persons already have, I mean, it is, for example, why this person is already have a 6-digit figure and I'm not. So you will buy a lot of courses to improve, right? So in the other side, it is a good thing, right? And it is the right thing to do. But we don't notice what could be the effects if we don't usually do improve within our expectation. And we don't have six digits, we tend to self-sabotage and self-dub ourselves. That can lead to imposter syndrome. So what I'm actually gonna give is just a basic to avoid the imposter syndrome. So, but of course, disclaimer, since I'm a mental health advocate, I don't want to claim this could be really stop having the imposter syndrome, but this can elevate your anxiety. So we should have our own reality timeline check, like in here. Going back again, reality timeline check, if you wanted to have that 6-digit figure, it should be reality check. Don't assume that you're gonna have, like, in 3 months from now, I'm gonna have this 6-digit figures. I think that's not really happening. You're lucky if that's happening. So yeah, we should really have our own reality timeline check to create our daily routine that includes a visualization on what our goals and wants, and of course the affirmation. So once we don't for today, we needed to accept what would be the result and what is fine, that you're gonna be more better for tomorrow. I mean, you should let go of what you can't control. And you also, of course, should have the meditation or pray to God, which is the most important of all. So for you to reinforce your intentions, to have more clear meaning of what you usually intend, of what you usually want to do. So ask for strength to Lord. And then the last one thing is having the resistance to change. Why this is important, a lot of beginner in the freelance world will relate on this. Because we all know that the only constant in this world is change. And sometimes we have, once a VA had an experience in his first year, it will just stay the same for the services. Like he or she will offer, or she won't venture out on the other field or won't niche down. So why having the specialty is important, as we need to upgrade our skills at the same time, we need to learn for other skills, because nothing is constant. Everything is changes, right? And that one is the hardest, because in the freelance world, everything is fast-paced. It is very different, unlike the corporate world. So yeah, this is the resistance to change. So we tend to stay our, for example, we tend to stay for our $6 per hour or $8 per hour because sometimes we're really afraid to lose a client, right? I mean, from the first, I think, session, don't afraid to take risks. One of the most important, don't afraid to take risks. Because in here, the market is very competitive. That's why you are afraid to lose every client that you have, and you will just stay to, and you will just stay, and you will just stick to that $6 or $8, because it's very hard to look for better offers. So we're just gonna stay. But ask yourself, do you niche down? Like, do you know your specialty to offer? So for you to not have the feeling of I'm afraid because it's hard to find a client, you should niche down because mostly clients are the one who will look for you. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. Thanks. Hope you learn of what I'm pointing out from the early 1 to 2 years.
Yay. That was really good. So let's have a short recap for the three mistakes that Marife shared with us. I think if I'm not mistaken, these are the mistakes. Joining membership site. Guilty.
I'm also guilty.
Second is inconsistent focus. And third is
resistance to change.
And these are not just... I hope you got the solution on how to avoid these mistakes. Although we are sharing the mistakes, there are solutions that Marife shared with us. So feel free to go back there so you, if you need to. So Crystal says, yay.
Hope you had, yeah. Hope you learned.
Yes,
it's really amazing.
We can actually relate to that. It's normal, especially the goals, we tend to get jealous if some people earn 6 figures already. Don't just an additional pointers. Don't focus on the 6-digit figure income. Focus on getting that first client and move from there.
It is. There's a lot of social media gurus right now.
Don't focus on the money. Focus on getting the client first. You won't be able to earn anything if you don't get the client.
That's right.
Anyway, Crystal said, learned so much tonight. Thank you so much, Sis Marife. And from Koala Panda, I agree with that. Yeah, so let's move on to our next section, which is the fast Q&A round. This is a fun way to get to know Marife more. So are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Okay. Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
I think able to talk with animals because I've been speaking a lot of people. Animals would be different.
Yeah, for a change.
Yeah.
Last movie or series you watched or maybe watching?
Last movie is my happy Japanese series is My Happy Marriage. It's an anime.
Okay. Last song playing or on your mind or your last song syndrome? LSS.
Kisame as of the moment by Rodes. I don't know, there's a lot of social media. So it's just running in my head. Kisame. That song in TikTok.
Teleportation or flying?
Flying. I love aviation. I studied in aviation school.
Really? Ooh, yeah, that's a good thing to know.
My course is psychology, but most of the people in there is in aviation, which is AMT. aircraft maintenance.
Ooh, that's amazing. Last book you've read?
Last book that I've read is Man is from Mars and Venus. Like, just like that, Venus and Mars.
And Women is from Venus, something like that.
Yeah,
that's the last book. I think that's Dr. Gray something. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Gray.
Yeah.
Right? Mm.
Top three people you follow.
I'm not Ignacio. Just Ignacio, which is a race car. More about race car. And the second one is I forgot. And the third I forgot. That's just recent. The race car.
Something surprising that, you know, Marife follows from a race car.
Recently, I'm into automotive. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think that's the first time we heard from someone following that. Next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper. I love paper.
A summer or rainy days?
Rainy. I love the emotion when it's rainy.
Favorite day of the week?
Favorite day, is it the numbers or Monday, Tuesday?
Monday, Tuesday, something like
that. Oh, yeah. Friday, of course. Every Friday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Okay, one last question. This is a little, you know, something to think about. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
If that one question I would like to ask, there's a lot of questions that I would like to ask. That's why I'm currently reading a lot of Bible verses. But yeah, I there's a lot in my head. But I think that one question is, since I'm always asking for guidance with God, if I'm gonna ask one last thing, I think that is, when would be the time that I will be really blessed? Because I think I don't ask that with God. I just read a lot of verses and I just pray for guidance as of the moment.
Wow, that's amazing. Sometimes when you have a lot of questions, you would think, like, for example, if you are granted 3 wishes, one wish is, give me more wishes. So when it comes to questions, Lord, can I ask more questions? Like, give me... Anyway, that's it for the fast Q&A round. Yay! Thank you for playing. So, any last message for our aspiring freelancers or virtual assistants?
Yeah, as of the moment that I'm still here.
Now, any last piece of advice you can give to our viewers?
I think since there is a lot of gurus in social media, if how to start a freelance, how to start freelancing. First of all, don't focus on the figure that you will earn. Focus on how you can help and how you can do great in terms of service in the freelance world. Mm. Because money will come second.
Yes,
yeah, that's
it. A wonderful tip. Yes, please do not forget about that. And just have one mentor at a time.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. Anything you'd like to promote or share with our viewers?
Since I'm still with Next Class, visit our website, which it is also about education. But since I have mentioned that don't enroll to a lot of courses if you're not gonna take it. But yeah, just visit our website, takethenextclass.com. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so. All right. So if you want to connect with Marifei, feel free to visit the link that is in this description of this live session. Connect with her. And again, if you have more questions, go ahead, share your thoughts, ask your questions in the comment section, especially those watching on a replay. We will relay all those questions to Marifei. And of course, before we end, if you're still looking, how about trying my book? Go to connizabala.com/VA book to get your copy and to get to know more information there. Let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you, all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, including Marifei and her loved ones, and continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Marifei, again for saying yes. And if you have upcoming program again, for to share with us.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. I'll be happy to be here.
Yes, thank you. And to our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday again for another live session. So that's it for us. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Marifei. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Connie. Thank you, Miss Beth.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.